Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. How to really apply the process of manifestation to create those mind-blowing desires that reside in your heart, whether it's in terms of your relationships, your finances, your career, your health, and just your overall quality of life. We are here to live out the most expansive lives. And the only person who is stopping us is the person staring back in the mirror. And the only person who can ensure that we're able to access those incredible lives is also the person standing in the mirror. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so excited you are here. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. And well, today's a Monday, which I'm going to explain why in a bit, but otherwise Tuesdays and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. So grateful you choose to spend this time with me. And I'm so excited for today's episode for multiple reasons. A, because as always, we're talking about something that's going to blow your mind in terms of you just getting more awareness in terms of how you've been unknowingly blocking yourself from receiving your desire. But before we dive into it, I am so freaking pumped to announce that my latest program, Calm, Cool, and Creating, is open for enrollment. Firstly, can we just talk about the alliteration? Calm, Cool, and Creating? Genius. I will take credit for that. But what it is my 10-day program whereby we identify 7 of your manifesting blind spots, ways in which you've unknowingly been dysregulating your nervous system and as a result, operating from a place of lack. And when you're operating from a place of lack, you're not in alignment with the abundance you're creating. And that's why no matter how much you're trying, how much you're doing, things aren't shifting. And as much as we think of nervous system regulation in terms of meditations and breath work, every single habit, every tendency, every thought process, it's either regulating or dysregulating our nervous system. And when we can start to pinpoint ways in which we are unknowingly keeping ourselves in a state of lack, now we can be a lot more intentional about how we move through our days and actually get the thing that we want, the desires. Because at the end of the day, manifestation, as much as we trivialize this, it's nothing more than a game of energy, learning how to really manage your energy. And that's why, you know, I'm sure you've heard people tell you, just think positively, just be happy, just relax, just trust, everything is going to be okay. At some stage, you have heard those statements. And even though you know that these are the things you need to be doing to manifest your desires, it doesn't take rocket science to tell you that you could think positively and feel better, but it's so much easier said than done, especially when your nervous system is dysregulated. And really, this is the exact reason why you're not manifesting the outcomes you want. It's not because you don't deserve them or it's not possible, but it's because your state of being is still tuned to lack. And chances are, it's not that you don't know what you need to do. I think on some level, we all know what we need to do, but it's the actual doing, the actual application, which tends to hold us back. And the amazing thing is the minute you learn how to properly regulate your nervous system, which is one of your most valuable assets, when you learn how to properly regulate your nervous system, that's when thinking positively, it becomes so natural. Being happy, that just becomes who you are. Feeling safe and relaxed, piece of cake. Letting go of control and surrendering, easy peasy. And that's exactly what we are focusing on in Calm, Cool, and Creating. Summer 2024 is almost here. And remember those desires you wrote down back in January? You owe it to yourself to see them physically manifest. And so, like I said at the start, this is a 10-day program and it's going to be so juicy. We're going to accelerate the level of momentum you're able to create. And here's how it is going to work. And let me tell you what's involved. So number one is, upon signing up, you're going to receive a video training with an overview to help you understand the key role that your nervous system plays when it comes to shifting your being from lack to abundance, and ultimately how quickly you are able to manifest your desire. Then you're also going to receive access to a workbook that includes 7 manifesting blind spots. In other words, ways you've unknowingly dysregulating your nervous system. And this is the kicker, 7 actionable solutions you can make right away to help you move your state of being. Notice I said the word actionable, because one thing for you to know what you need to do, but if you're in a state of overwhelm, you're not going to actually apply them. So these steps I'm about to give you are so actionable, no matter who you are, no matter how busy your life is, no matter what stage of life you're in, anybody can do these solutions. And here's where it gets really fun. Are you excited? You're also going to be getting access to an exclusive Telegram broadcast where I will be going even more in depth in these 7 blind spots and 7 solutions to help you start consciously regulating your nervous system. So you're going to receive voice notes with me walking you through exactly why these tendencies, these behaviors, these habits are dysregulating your nervous system, so that you understand what you're doing. Because when you understand what you're doing and why, the how, the actual application, it becomes so much easier. And you're also going to be receiving 7 self-reflective journal prompts to help you tap into your intuition to guide you into a deeper state of regulation and abundance. I think we all have this misconception that meaningful change in creating our desires take time. No, it doesn't. All it takes is creating the vibration alignment. And if you could commit to this in 10 days, you will be feeling very differently. And because the way you feel determines what manifests, you're going to be manifesting very differently. And what's more exciting is we have a pre-sale going on. We have a 48-hour pre-sale going on until Wednesday, the 17th of April, where you can join for merely, are you ready for it? $111. $111. WTF. It is so ridiculously low. And yes, I'm fully aware how ridiculously low the investment is for the amount of value you're about to devour. Everything I've learned in more than seven years at this point, you're getting the shortcuts in 10 days. And it's going to be so freaking sweet. All the stories you hear me talking about in the podcast that my clients manifest, all the wins I post on Instagram, the real reason I've been able to change every area of my life so freaking fast, whether it's in terms of my career, my finances, my well-being, being able to move countries overnight in the midst of a pandemic, and so much more. It all comes down to one thing and one thing alone, a regulated nervous system. And when you can manage your nervous system, you can manage your energy. And when you can manage your energy, you can manage the outcomes that manifest. And so if this sounds like something you want to lean into, the link to sign up for Calm, Cool, and Creating is in the show notes. We start officially on April 25th, but if you want to get in on the pre-sale, that is available till Wednesday the 17th, and then the price, the investment will be going up. And oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so freaking good. That being said, let's move on to the crux of today's episode, which is the limitations we unknowingly place on ourselves and our desires, and as a result, not actually allow our desires to come into full fruition, not actually allow our desires to physically manifest. And so unsurprisingly, a question I get asked a lot is there any limits in terms of what you can manifest? And here's my answer, is there are no limits other than the limits you place on yourself. Similarly, there are no norms other than what you normalize. You are the deciding factor in every area of your reality. You decide how things are going to manifest based on your thoughts, your expectations, and the standards you've created for yourself, in addition to what you've normalized. And there really is no extent to which abundance exists. I mean, look around you. Look at people who are making billions in their sleep. Look at people who are in their 80s and thriving of health. Look at people who are in the most secure relationships. There are so many examples, but there really is no extent to which abundance exists, because it is infinite and it's ever present. And the only reason we aren't able, again, I don't want to say we, because I'm not signing up to that camp, but the only reason you might not be experiencing the level of abundance you desire is because you've normalized your current reality. You've placed some kind of limitation which is in the way of accessing the abundance you desire. And a huge manifesting blind spot is that blocks you from receiving your desire is when you are actually asking for too little. When you are desiring a life that is not actually authentic to you, Let me explain. Is a lot of times we don't ask for what we deep down want, but we ask for what we think is possible. Because what we actually want seems so outrageous, so big, so impossible, and our egos have no idea how it's going to manifest, we lower the bar. We ask for less, thinking that if I ask for less, it's more likely I'm going to get it. But what you're actually doing is now you're actually moving through your life in alignment with your ego, the part of you that wants to keep you safe, keep you small, keep you limited, and hold you back, versus actually being in alignment with your most authentic higher self, with your soul, the part of you that's here and wants to experience the most expansive life. And what ends up happening is, rather than allow yourself to entertain what you actually want, you settle for what you think is possible and for what you deem as normal. And this is where your greatest power lies, is you get to decide what is the norm I actually want for myself. And secondly is, can I be brave enough to actually entertain that norm? And I want you to be honest with yourself, is what have I normalized, but what am I telling myself is possible? Where am I allowing societal norms, what I've seen growing up or been told? Where am I letting my limited ego, the part of me that doesn't know how I'm going to get that outrageously big desire? Where am I letting past conditioning actually influence the desires I ask for? Where am I allowing these forces to create my desires versus me not actually creating and deciding what it is that I want? Because the more in alignment you are with that limited part of you, your ego, so asking for less, asking for what you don't actually want, but what you think is possible, that's why your big desires aren't manifesting, because you are moving through life from a state of inauthenticity and misalignment. So I'll give you a few examples in terms of how we don't realize it, but we actually limit ourselves. So for example, what are the stories you're telling yourself? Does this sound familiar? I'm either a great mom or I take care of myself. I can either be fully supported by a traditional chauvinistic man or go 50-50 with a progressive man. I'm either self-sufficient and doing everything on my own, or I'm inadequate, I'm asking for help. I can either really love money and nice things or be really grounded and down to earth. You must be thinking, how does Kushpru know what I'm thinking? But it's because these are either based on conversations I've had repeatedly with past clients or stories that I once told myself. And the beauty is, when you can identify whether a story is harming you or propelling you forward, you then get to decide, do I want to hold on to that story? Similarly is, what are you normalizing? Are you creating stories such as, it's normal to lose touch with old friends? It's normal to be less fertile as you get older. It's normal to feel mom guilt. It's normal to gain weight as you get older. It's normal for men to make money. Again, we're letting our conditioning and our past dictate the norms we want. But now you got to detach from what already is and also detach from what you don't want to experience. But decide, this is the norm I'm going to enforce in my life. And I'm going to saturate my mind with so much evidence that it's possible. And I'm going to make that my new norm. I'm going to create that for myself. And that really is what being an intention manifester is: discarding parts of your reality that you don't no longer want to experience, but instead choosing, being a conscious creator about how you want your life to look. You're not letting your ego run the show. You are running the show. And so, you know, after this episode, take out a journal and write, you know, reflect on these prompts. What are the stories you tell yourself? What are the limits you place on yourself? What are you expecting for yourself? Are you expecting the worst case scenario? Are you expecting that you're going to have to settle? Are you expecting that you're going to have to lower the bar eventually? Similarly, what are you normalizing for yourself? Pay attention, because this is what you are manifesting upon. Manifestation is an effortless and ongoing process that is taking place on a moment-to-moment basis. And it's time to get out of autopilot. If you want to be intentional about what manifests, then you got to be intentional about where you place your focus, what you are expecting, what you are normalizing, and also the stories you tell yourself. Because at the end of the day, nothing is good or bad. Nothing is right or wrong, so long as it's actually the norm you actually want to be living. And what I mean by that is, going back to one of the norms I mentioned above, that, okay, it's normal to gain weight as you get older. That's not bad. It's not good. It's not right. It's not wrong. But what determines the effect of it is whether it's actually what you want. Some people don't mind having a bit more cushion on them, and that's totally fine. But if you know that's not the norm I want to be experiencing, well, then stop telling that story. And if you really want to manifest a life that blows you away, really, it starts with you getting honest about what it is that you want, not what you think is possible. I've been having such beautiful conversations with my private coaching clients over the last few days about this topic, about just getting so honest. And it's amazing what comes about, the level of clarity that pours through when you allow yourself to just even entertain a vision beyond your wildest dreams, when you don't allow your ego to come into play, when you don't allow self-judgment or the fear of external judgment to interfere. That's when you really tap into your most magnetic self. And even in line with that is be humble to know that you don't have all the answers, nor are you meant to. When you think you need to know everything or you judge yourself for not knowing, that's your ego talking. I heard this today on a podcast I was listening to, is a bad day for the ego is a good day for the soul. And what I took by that is every time you shut down your ego, the part of you that wants to keep you small, you expand your soul. You realign with the truth of who you are. You realign with the part of you that is connected to something bigger. And most importantly is entertain the idea that there is a life so much bigger than you can ever imagine that's waiting for you to actually claim. A life that your current self, it has zero idea how to go about it. And I think that's just the most amazing thing, is using the power of hindsight. Every one of us is living in one of our answered prayers. Every one of us is living a life, a part of our life, whereby a former version of ourselves would never have imagined this could be a reality. And guess what? It is. And that's really the beauty of this work, the beauty of applying the process of manifestation, is when you do it correctly, when you realize it is a co-creative process and that you're not expected to know how, but instead all you got to do is just get so honest and clear about what you desire and then become that version of you who was already manifesting a desire. That's when things move so fast. And I think that's just the most amazing thing is, like I said, we don't need to know how it's going to manifest. And it all comes down to alignment. And, especially in the last few days, some few things have been manifesting, which eventually I will share, but it's just it blows me away, like how quickly things move when you just get out of your own way and pour your energy where it matters on you, your state of being, the way you feel, the way you think, your nervous system, your brain. And when you can activate those two parts of you and know how to properly manage them, you get back in the driving seat of your life and you're steering the wheel in the direction you want to go. And like I said, it doesn't take time. And so, if these words are talking to you, and if you are ready to take your nervous system to the next level, identify and the ways you've been unknowingly dysregulated, but more importantly, change what you're doing so that you can re-regulate your nervous system, be sure to join Calm, Cool, and Creating. The link to do so is in the show notes. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.